It was a turbulent week for beer lovers, first tragic and now hopeful. Organizers of Davis Beer Week announced on Monday they were canceling their annual August event over worries about breaking state alcohol laws. And then just a few hours later, they said they would meet with state regulators in hopes of working out a deal.
Something kind of weird is going on here. This is like the third event in the last few weeks that's either been canceled or has lost vendors because of fears that they would lose their state licenses. The first one you might remember was the Grape Escape. That was canceled last month after vendors bowed out. Wine and beer makers say they are confused by the law and they don't know how to avoid breaking it. And that's what's causing them to pull out of these events.
Why is this happening now? Have the state alcohol laws changed?
No, the laws haven't changed really much at all. I think what's happening here is that the rising movement of craft alcohol production is starting to collide with laws and regulations, some of which date back to the Prohibition era. We've had small wineries for years, of course, but lately we've seen dozens of craft breweries. So we've got beer popping up locally, and now craft distilleries that make spirits like whiskey are beginning to appear as well. And you know, the laws that we have now are very strict about what producers can do and what retailers can do, and these new craft operations often blur the lines. They make and they sell at the same time, and that creates problems. So I'm sure it will work out, but both regulators and the craft producers are going to have to adapt.
Another business headline this week was about the Mel Rapton Honda dealership. It's buying a car repair garage in downtown Sacramento, and they plan to create a service center there. What's the strategy here, and why is this a big story?
Well, it's a fascinating move, really, on a couple of fronts for a couple of reasons. You know, one is it's a great thing for downtown because it preserves an auto garage that dates back to 1939 for its original use instead of, like, turning it into condos. It's also another sign, really, of how businesses are starting to return to downtown. Car dealerships, of course, fled to the suburbs decades ago, and in some ways this is like a return to the city, although the dealership won't be selling cars, just repairing them. Also, it's interesting as a business move. You know, this is a creative new way for a dealership to get more service customers. The shop is at 12th and H, which is pretty convenient for a lot of Honda-owning workers in the nearby office towers.
The California State Bar is back in the news. Late last year, it fired the executive director. Now it's been criticized by the state auditor. Are these two problems related?
It certainly looks that way. It's been, you know, a few months now since the state bar fired Joe Dunn, the former lawmaker who was running the agency, and then he filed a lawsuit. Both he and the bar board accused each other of ethical improprieties. But now the auditor, state auditor, has issued this blistering report that says the state bar isn't protecting the public from crooked lawyers and is wasting alarming amounts of money. So the bar basically admits things aren't right, and it says it hopes to turn the agency around with a new executive director, and they're recruiting one now. So it doesn't look like that person's job is going to be very easy.
Of course, Jack, the most important business news of the week is all about ice cream. Gunther's Ice Cream on Franklin Boulevard in Sacramento has won a national honor.
The business news site Business Insider, a pretty big national site, calls it California's best ice cream shop. Normally, there's a lot of silly studies that we ignore them, but in this case, I think there's some substance to it. And also, of course, it's about ice cream, so it's worthy of attention. Basically, Business Insider used a social media app, Foursquare, to analyze consumer feedback and to make comparisons that led to this choice. To be absolutely sure, though, you know, data will only take you so far. I think the Business Journal staff is going to have to go down to Gunther to verify the data firsthand. There's no substitute for on-the-ground reporting on a story like this.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.